Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Hey guys, how about a little Acme Pizza and Daiquiris tonight for dinner? It's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long day for somebody, probably me. From 4 p.m. to midnight, dine-in, carry-out, delivery, they got it all. You can also get daiquiris to go from there. I mean, I'm not drinking right now. I'm in ketosis. I'm trying to lose some weight. Your boy gained 25 pounds eating them country fried steaks two or three times a week. So I'm having to draw back a little bit. But when I get ready to splurge, I'm going to go splurge out at Acme Pizza and Daiquiri. Some of the best pizza I've ever had. They do have a gluten-free cauliflower-type crust pizza out there. I guess I could try that. Anyway, get over there. Try them today. Try that cauliflower crust. I have heard, and I know that sounds terrible. Like, you just say cauliflower crust, like, ugh. But, man, if y'all have ever had it, I bet you money side by side. You do a blind taste test, and I don't tell you which pizza's which. You will say the cauliflower crust tastes better. And you'll think it's the bread. I bet you $100.
It is good.
It really is that dang good. Me and my girlfriend talk about this all the time. It's like, I'm convinced they're giving us the wrong one because it tastes so good. And we've tried it at multiple different pizza places, and they're all, it's the same thing, it's the same way at all of them.
Yeah.
They're better than the bread pizza, and I would have never, ever thunk that. Just try it. Look, they got 12 different specialty pizzas. The pig is obviously my favorite. The more pork and fat you can put on something, the more I like it. Get a little extra cheese. Try their breadsticks with cheese and marinara. That's always a pleasant one. The dynamite balls are a hit. It's a great appetizer. Probably one of the best appetizers in Mississippi, right up there with Burgers and Blues mozzarella sticks, Burgers, Blues, and barbecue. I'm going to have to beat that. I'm going to have to put a jar in here. And every time I call it Burgers and Blues, I'm going to have to put a dollar in it and donate it to charity. Just Burgers, Blues, barbecue. Anyway, Acme Pizza and Daiquiri's, Fan and Mart, on the res, right in front of the bowling alley, 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to midnight, slinging pizza later than anybody else in Rankin County. Get by there, check them out today, Chip Matthews and the team. All right, Sean, we got about 5, 6, 7 minutes left.
Yep.
Polo.
Okay.
Tell people what the Cypher voice, my former co-host, is up to.
Yeah.
Murder suspect.
The future of your co-host. kind of scary there. Yeah, he's everybody knows Polo is Edwards, is Napoleon Edwards, that's his name, right? Is charged with murder, and he had a murder trial for killing, do you remember his name, the victim?
Not shamingly, not off the top of my head.
It was a love triangle kind of situation, I think, if I recall. And the trial was highly publicized. It was streamed on the internet. Everybody, we all watched it. I know Clay and I did. And there was one witness that was Polo's girlfriend, but also I think seeing this other guy. And she was Shadow was her name. That's right, Shadow. And she had made a reference that, you know, she had some good stuff on the stand. I'm not using the word she used, but she's, you know, and that's how she kind of, I think, lured Polo into, you know, falling for and all that stuff. And she said this on the witness stand, and the judge
Robert Davis was the victim,
and she said this on the witness stand. Everybody watched it live, and Judge Peterson, who had put her head down, you could see kind of during the testimony, which they took a picture of that. It went kind of viral, and everybody made memes. I made memes about it. It's pretty funny. And
well, some people get very embarrassed, you know, when they hear other people talk about sex.
Yeah,
and sexual stuff. Like, some people really, it's just not what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they hear other people do it. Their cheeks get red. You know, they get a little anxiety. And maybe they get turned on. Whatever. But some people don't just laugh it off.
I mean, especially in that setting, you're in the courtroom in the middle of a murder trial. You know, yeah. I mean, you can make, believe me, I'm kind of known for that over the courthouse. I used to make jokes a lot. But it's a very serious thing, and then someone testifies to that, and it'll stand. So it's one of those times where it's so serious that when you say something like that, it's hilarious. Everybody's like trying to stop themselves from laughing. And Polo has filed a motion to recuse the judge because of her face, her expressions, which is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I couldn't tell you how many times I did that in the courtroom and judges when things like that would happen. It's a very common occurrence, and not like she's biased because she put her head down when that testimony came out. So he's mad about all the memes making fun of this, and he thinks it's prejudiced him. And he also fired his attorney, I think, and that's another thing, because he said he
fired his free attorney.
His free attorney, he fired him and said he wasn't, I guess wasn't experienced enough, I think is what it says in the motion. And that's it. So that's where we are with it. The trial set for July 29th, I believe.
And for anybody that don't realize, his previous court-appointed attorney, absolute legend.
Yeah, Tom Fortner.
Tom Fortner, who got him a mistrial. I mean, paint me shocked. I mean, if you watched that was a historically great performance.
It was. It was very good.
By Tom.
Tom's a great lawyer.
Like, yeah. I legitimately started thinking Polo was going to walk.
I know. I thought he was too for a moment there. I was like, oh my God. And,
it was based on the stupidity of the jury. I'm just going to be honest here. I thought that they confused that cell phone data thing.
They did, I think.
So much that they created doubt.
Yeah. I mean, the cell phone data, I thought the state brought the cell phone data out fine. Tom mucked it up. It is pretty, I've done it a million times. It actually isn't that hard to grasp, but I think you're right. I think that's probably what happened.
No, I thought the state did a great job. I thought Jody Owen's office did a good job. I don't really see what they did wrong. No. I just thought what Fortner did, mucking up the cell phone data, just frankly just wordsmithing it.
It did.
It was really a master class in just how to create chaos and confusion.
It was really good. And, I used to say this around the court because I loved cell phone data. Like, that was my thing. I really enjoyed it. I used to say, we used kind of the phrase, I'm like, man, I'm going to cook somebody with this. Like, that's always what I would do. And that data, if you had that, I mean, you're going to get somebody with it. Like, because everybody's got their cell phone, kind of gets what that is. And Polo was right there at the dang house, if I recall correctly, is what the thing came out. So it was interesting. I don't think he's going to be so lucky next time, is my prediction on that. But
nobody wants the cop. Nobody experienced wants it, right?
As far as I know, if somebody else get appointed to it, but it's hard to follow up Tom. I mean, I wouldn't want to do it. So, we got the.
Let's take a break real quick. I want to come back. I want a couple of minutes. I want to tell you about a speech we heard Sean Tindall, a DPS commissioner, give last night in our closing segment. We'll be right back.